This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's November 26th, 2007, and today's entry is The Milestones You Never Read About. Oh God, oh God, oh God, Ben cries from the back seat. I think I'm gonna barf. I'm barfing. When I crane my head around, Ben's eyes have gone horror movie wide, and there's a saucer-sized puddle of vomit sitting chunkily on the Magic Treehouse book in his lap. The Magic Treehouse library book. Now Birdie is yelling.
Me too. I'm totally barfing. Ben, give it to me.
And when I crane my head back around, there's a saucer-sized puddle of vomit sitting chunkily on the fleecy sleeve of Birdie's jacket. The kids are dying. These, their laughter announces, are the funniest children that have ever lived. This, their laughter insists, will never get old. Oh no, not again, Ben cries and grabs the vomit from Birdie's arm and plunks it onto his own. I understand that Purchase's gag throw up with own saved allowance is not on anybody's list of childhood milestones, but it should be. Even Ben himself said at the toy store where he was picking scientifically through the display of packages to find just the right ratio of plastic chunks to plastic liquid. It's crazy. I remember seeing this last time we were here, and I don't even think I wanted to buy it. That is crazy. Although this time it was a tough choice between the vomit and an air freshener that was both shaped like and scented like a Frankfurter. I was 8 once, too. I remember ogling the back pages of my Archie comic books, longing for exactly such things. X-ray glasses, snapping gum, disappearing ink. But back then you needed a money order to send away for them, which meant involving your parents intimately in the details of your preposterous longing, which was just too much to bear. Mom, can you spend the afternoon walking to the bank with me and then walking home again and helping me fill out this order form and then walking out to the post office so that I can set in motion the procuring of a plasticized dog turd with which to appall you? Milestones are never what you think they're going to be. Like with potty training, you foolishly imagine that the big moment is when they're 2 and they thunk their first something into the plastic bowl. Yay! You cheer and congratulate each other. You don't realize that the bigger moment is when they're 5 and they finally start wiping themselves reliably and no longer need to yell out towards your dining guests, "Finished pooping!" Or you think that talking is the big thing and you don't realize that it's really sarcasm. Yesterday we went to see the children's grandfather in his wonderful performance of The Gondoliers. And because you may not know my father, my tone-deaf father, you perhaps cannot appreciate the humor of my leaving ambiguous which grandfather I'm talking about. On the way, we popped into a Starbucks so that I could grab a quick eggnog latte, and Ben who has been forced to listen to my nattering lectures about shopping local and independent since he was old enough to poop out his own meconium, he cried like an MC, "Meet my mama, supporter of chains." I called him a rotten child, and then I called him a rotten child again an hour later when the eggnog latte was no match for the cozy, lulling warmth of Gilbert and Sullivan, and I woke myself with a start by dropping my program clatteringly to the floor. Ben turned to me, raised his eyebrows, and whispered, as spare and zinging as a teenager, "Nice." Birdie, meanwhile, well, she's working on her own goals, like the correct telling of the banana orange knock-knock joke, which remains currently unmastered.
Banana, you glad I didn't say... Wait. Banana, you glad I... Wait. Banana orange, you glad... Hold on, I'm starting over.
Or there's the perceptiveness milestone. Birdie has suddenly noticed 4.5 years into her time on Earth that the neighbors have a plaster lawn ornament.
"You know what?"
she said as we walked past it for the dodecahillionth time.
"I think that owl might actually be a pretend owl."
I'm self-conscious even as I'm writing about these personal milestones. that maybe your child is grappling with real, actual milestone challenges, walking or holding up her head, feeding herself or talking. But in a strange way, it's the same, isn't it? The things that strike you, that fill you with gladness or disbelief, are not necessarily on the books. It's development unfolding in its own way. It's human life like a snowflake settling onto a cupped hand, fragile, unique, and completely amazing. Is she comparing rubber vomit to snow? You're asking yourself now. And yes, I suppose I am.